Greg Urell is always up for a challenge. So which one's your best?
He's been racing really well, Red Force. I think he'd be a very strong chance. This is his best distance, and it looks like a really good race for him today.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
Redcore extending its lead now, and Redcore's home.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
Yeah, Redcore for Greg Urell yesterday. Nice work from Greg to get us the winner, which is outstanding. It's two from two, Friday and Monday. Hopefully we can back it up on a Tuesday. We're racing at Geelong on the synthetic, so we don't need a track walker. And clearly the secondary meeting at Warwicknabeal is of no interest to Willie or Sam. Because they haven't been sent out there to walk the track. What I can tell you at Warwicknabeal, it is a soft five today. Peno 5.2. Rail is in the true position. Look, I thought the track walked in fine order today. And they'll probably stretch out amongst the field at some stage.
Getting a bit of a cutout on the turn. They'll come a bit wide, especially
in the round
race six.
Well, the circle might be pretty good, though, just to be on the fence. That's at Warwicknabeal today, and a synthetic today at Geelong as well. So there are two meetings, Whitey.
Now, we were criticised over the last couple of days for getting short price favourites on, and that we weren't getting enough value. So today we thought we'd mine for value.
Yes.
And Nick Smart's got a couple of runners at Warwicknabeal today. He was going to have three, but it's now down to two, and he joins us now to hopefully find us something at a bit of a price. So, Nick, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Now, you start things off at Warwicknabeal today in race three with number 12, Sally Sells Shells gate seven.
Yep.
What can you tell us about the chances of her today?
She's put in a couple of nice jumps out, so I haven't had her long. This is her first prep for me. The owner offered her to me just to see if I wanted to have a go with her and see if I could get her up and going. As you know, her form's a bit mixed, and they've probably almost had enough of her. But she's a real racy type of filly. Tends to sort of very enthusiastic. Tends to want to get it over and done with a bit. But she's trialled. She's put in a couple of nice jump outs here at Ballarat. Without putting her under too much pressure. So today we're probably going to find out, you know, how much more is there when we ask her for an effort.
Okay, so hoping or expecting reasonable things?
I'm expecting her to be there about the last 50. She's probably going to be telling. She's got plenty of toe, so she'll be right up there on the speed, and she's going to look like the winner at some stage. Just that last 50, you know, if she can dust it out, then I think she's in with a good chance.
Okay. And what about race nine with 13 Honey Princess from gate 12?
Tough gate. Back to 1,000 is probably not ideal. And perhaps still one run away from being ready to win. So, you know, she's probably, with a bit of luck, you know, could run into a place.
All right. So race three, number 12, is your best?
Yep.
All right, Sally Sells Shells. Thank you very much for that. Well, good luck today, Nick.
No worries. Thank you.
Sally Sells Shells. Now, race three, number 12. Bit of feedback coming off the SMS. An even money favourite. You broke even for the day. That's wrong. $2.70. 70 cent profit yesterday. If you're going to go abusing, get it right.
Now,
70 cents in front.
We felt...
Bang.
We felt over the last, we'll just say, period of time that Sam and Willie have let us down.
Yeah.
So what happens in those situations is that we need to show leadership. So
that's what we do.
We went to our wheelhouse last week in an early mail situation.
If they listened.
And this is what we thought about the golf. This is before the PGA Championship.
Tell you who's playing very well. Brooks Koepka.
He's my man.
You might want to look at him for next week.
He's my man.
So we just thought we'd throw it out there. We just have to remind people. We can't do much more than that. It's community service, $21.
Not much more we can do. So today, you know what we're going to do today? There could be an early mail first here. We're going to have a place dollar on race three, number 12, Sally Sells Shells. Around about $30 early markets at tab.com.au.
She's just going to hold on.
Linda Meach will do that. Linda Meach, good jock. She'll be in full control on Sally Sells Shells at a Barrier 7.
Yeah.
And we will hold on for a place. That last 50, as we heard from Nick, is going to be trouble. We're going to hold on for a place. That's all we're investing today. Just a dollar on the place. Sally Sells Shells. Race 3, number 7. 70 cent profit yesterday. We're back on the early mail.